It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Jean Purcell in for Rob Ferret. Coming up, are we a nation of workaholics? A new study finds that we leave lots of paid vacation time unused each year, and our guest makes the case for the value of leisure and laziness.
As recent Supreme Court decisions dominate news headlines and same-sex marriage rights gain momentum here in Wisconsin, some pundits are saying that social issues will have more impact on the outcome of this year's governor's race than economic issues will.
Back in 2006, social issues were a big factor in the governor's race as the state's constitutional amendment on same-sex marriage was put to voters at the same time that Governor Jim Doyle sought re-election.
Since then, our country's gone through a recession, and economic issues have been at the forefront of most campaign agendas.
So what are going to be the deciding issues this year? Charles Franklin joins us with some insight into this question. He is a professor of law and public policy at Marquette University and the founder of PollsAndVotes.com. Charles Franklin, welcome back to Central Time.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
I want to start out with this idea of social issues because, you know, in the last couple of years, and deservedly so, I guess, we've heard a lot of economic issues. Social issues in terms of playing a role in gubernatorial campaigns, where has that gone lately? Has it just been as simple as the economy has been so terrible that that's what we've been focusing on?
Well, as simple as it is, I think that is really the answer. Whether we're talking about national polling or here in the state, people continue to rank jobs in the economy as by far their number one concern. But that doesn't mean people don't have views and concerns about a variety of other issues, including social issues, but also others like the environment, for example. I think looking ahead, the question is how much do the campaigns choose to emphasize social issues as the basis for choice and to differentiate themselves on those issues versus choose to leave those issues to the side. And again, you could think of environmental issues as another example where the campaigns might choose to talk about it but might choose not to.
Well, let's use this fall's gubernatorial race in Wisconsin as a stage to set that question on. If I were the Republican incumbent, Governor Walker, what would my thinking be on social issues right now? I've got a track record. People can look at it. They can see what I've done for the last several years here in Wisconsin. Do social issues help me or hurt me?
Yeah, and I think that's one of the interesting questions. Governor Walker has been relatively quiet about those things, about social issues. And when he has been directly asked about it, he has said that those aren't topics that people bring up when they talk to him. But he says, people know my position on these. I've got a long record as a social conservative. But that's not something that I'm going to talk a lot about. Mary Burke, on the other hand, has stressed her support and expressed her support for same-sex marriage, for example. And so there could be a defining difference there between them in terms of do the campaigns want to talk about this? Again, I think part of this is where the public stands on these issues. The other is the extent to which the campaigns see it as in their interest to emphasize social issues rather than economics.
So in other words, the stance that a campaign takes on whether to use social issues or not as part of their campaign, that could change throughout the course of the campaign, could it not?
Certainly it could. We've seen previous campaigns raise a variety of issues and raise them in interesting ways. So in the 2006 gubernatorial campaign, Governor Doyle talked a fair bit about stem cell research and its potential medical advantages, especially in the case of diabetes research. That was widely seen as an issue that could attract some otherwise Republican voters, particularly women suburban voters, who might be less willing to restrict stem cell research if they thought about it in the terms of medical research, though they might be less supportive if they thought about it in terms of embryonic stem cells. So that's an example from the past of a campaign that chose to use a social issue, but to try to define it in a way that was helpful for them. Also, of course, in 2006, we had the statewide marriage amendment, which passed with 59% support, which this year seems to see a reversal of that. In our Marquette Law School data, polling data, we see 55% support for legalizing gay marriage.
And that particular issue points out the fact that sometimes social issues are come up because of what happens in the news. I mean, sometimes one day you're not talking about it, the next day it's a headline.
If a court rules and, you know, the same-sex marriage issue is on appeal, you know, then that can intrude in the campaign. Other court decisions or potentially activities of interest groups can also bring this up. So some of it is in the control of the campaigns, but a lot of it is out for, you know, outside events to intervene. You know, we haven't mentioned a couple of others like immigration reform or legalizing marijuana or an area that hasn't changed very much of people's views about abortion rights and limitations on abortions. All of those are issues which outside forces could raise, but they also remain up to the campaigns to decide how much to emphasize them.
So let me ask you this. Are these issues that get people to vote, or are they just something to talk about?
Well, traditionally, we've seen social issues as a mobilizing element for the strongest supporters in each party. So the irony of abortion rights is that both those who want to protect the right to life and those that want to protect a woman's right to choose both use the same issue to mobilize their supporters because their strongest supporters feel so involved about that issue, even though they hold opposite positions. But the majority position on abortion rights, for example, is actually the one in between, the one that says abortion should be legal in most but not all cases, or people who say abortion should be illegal in most but not all cases. And in that gray area, there's quite a lot of the population and quite a lot of room for subtlety and nuance as opposed to one side views of it.
Now, in terms of positive or negative, are social issues usually turned around to be negative, or are they candidates and campaigns espousing a positive view of that particular element that gets them traction with the voters?
Yeah, often they are used as negative campaign elements, but not always. I think you see that with the same-sex marriage issue now as one that is being used more affirmatively as something that people are ready to support and campaign on. I don't mean necessarily here, but in a more general perspective. Abortion, I think, has been more often used as a negative issue. And immigration is an area where negative campaigning maybe has been a little more common than positive campaigning. Marijuana legalization, interestingly, is kind of a new issue, and we find the voters here in the state about evenly split on that issue. And because it hasn't been talked a lot about or campaigned on in the past, I expect that's a case where we're kind of more open to what political leadership might point to.
Yeah, interesting. They might not exactly know what they're getting themselves into with an issue that hasn't been fully tested, I guess.
I think that's exactly right. There have been a few referenda elsewhere in the country, but even in Colorado, for example, where marijuana was recently legalized, the governor has said he has concerns about how that's going to play out. And I think a lot of governors, at least, in other states are taking a bit of a wait-and-see attitude. How does this work out? What are the problems that come up? Or does legalization turn out to go fairly smoothly? We don't know, but we have a few states that we can now watch and get a sense of.
All right. Well, Charles, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. Have a good one.
We've been talking to Charles Franklin, professor of law and public policy at Marquette University and the founder of PollsAndVotes.com. He's been shedding some light for us on some of the social issues that might influence the governor's race as the campaign season unfolds.